Whence the expression, a fear ficter ou star fear, tack on its full meaning. Just when we took to it a seen it all, witnessing the surreal phenomenon of Americans asking Iran to pressure Hezbollah into stopping the rocket fire on Israel, is like science fiction. The maker of the axis of resistance, whose ultimate focus was Jerusalem, is now becoming a mediator. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, advised by some unknown genius, claimed with a straight face that a ceasefire in Gaza would put an end to the fighting in southern Lebanon, casually adopting Hezbollah's terminology of uniting the front. The only scientifically plausible explanation for all this position is the theory of parallel universe, where multiple reality coexist. I get that the Middle East is complex, as a great general, De Gaulle, of course wouldn't want to mix up the general president, who said to say, but this is on another level. Simultaneously, on the ground, half a million Lebanese are on the road to exile, with dozens dying every day, as the world silently watch. The time for accountability will come. En explanation will need to be provided to the people who are against the war about the outrage price they are paying for a conflict that wasn't there to begin with. A few days ago, this is Beirut ignited Iran's abandonment. Clearly, they are not playing in the same league. Tehran has armed everyone who could serve its interest, nuclear power, regional hegemony and the lifting of sanctions. Any means are justified. However, when it comes to rescuing Tehran Ali, who have been chopped into pieces over the past year, Tehran is careful not to cross that line. Going back to Lebanon, the ongoing conflict poses a significant risk of escalating sectarian tension. Should Hezbollah decide to relocate some of its human and military resources to so-called safe area, namely the Christian region, it is likely that the resident will not greet these newcomers as savior or heroes. The potential for friction is substantial. Meanwhile, the Israeli operate with a free hand, any effort to restrain Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet seem futile. The international community is staggered by the scale of the attack, with two new divisions of reservists now deployed to northern Israel. These forces complement the 5 divisions of the regular army already deployed. It may take time for them to prepare and train for a ground incursion. Regardless, this means that many dark days lie ahead, with the death toll likely to increase. For the past 50 years, the Lebanese have been scapegoating conflict beyond their control. Meanwhile, what is happening in Gaza? That no longer appears to be newsworthy.